morning, Lakeland Mills. How may I direct your call?
Yes, is Calvin available?
Could I ask who's calling?
Yes, this is Zach. I'm calling from Cardiff. Was following up, had a conversation with him in April. He'd asked me to reach out as we approach November. He was looking to bring on a machine.
Okay. Hold on just 1 minute, please.
Thank you.
Good morning, this is Calvin.
Good morning, Calvin. This is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. I'm not sure if you recall, but we had had a conversation in April regarding bringing on equipment towards the end of the year.
Yeah, and there has been a huge change here. So.
Oh, no. Change for the better, or?
Ultimately, yes.
Oh, what's going on?
I don't necessarily feel like it, but no. What my son had started a business back in 1997,
mm-hmm.
And 3 years ago he took on a business partner that, and then 2 years ago they moved in here with us.
Oh, nice.
And. But then his business partner started embezzling and stuff and run him out of business.
Oh, no.
And so, you know, we've had basically a bankruptcy in the building, but it wasn't us.
Oh, gotcha. Wow.
But, you know, it's changed our direction some, too. Because we had built rustic furniture, a line exclusively for my son, and when he moved in, they took that over.
Okay.
And, you know, so
were they distributing that? Were they just distributors of that furniture?
He was an online dealer, and you know, he's selling $5-6 million a year.
Right.
And then, you know, for the last year, that didn't go through us anyhow. They just paid half of our rent and electric and stuff. But.
Yeah, and then you guys, you know, did your thing and they did theirs.
So now we're taking that part of the shop back over and have somebody that wants us to build an exclusive line for them. But, you know, we're all in the mix of that. And so.
Just so kind of in a holding pattern for the time being, or?
For the time being. But I'll tell you what, if things go the way that they think they will, because these guys also manufacture furniture, but it's a totally different style than us. But they've got sales force in all 50 states and.
Boom.
Yeah, 250 stores that they sell to on a regular basis.
Wow.
So that could be a real boon for my business. And if it is, then I know a couple of pieces of equipment I'm going to need.
Gotcha.
You know, I mean, and they go to Vegas to the furniture show in
right. So what?
January. So if it really turns on, then yeah.
You might be looking to bring on or to just pack the house with new equipment to just start cranking out furniture. What kind of style do they do compared to yours?
We do log furniture. They do barn wood.
Okay. You know, is there a significant difference there as far
tremendous difference.
Oh, barn wood is like reclaimed barn wood, that type of thing?
Right.
Or?
Yep.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was in carpentry for about 12 years and built cabinets and did a little bit of furniture as well. So I'm always interested in that type of stuff. So do you guys, you know, if you were to pick up that contract, would you be looking for like some CNC stuff or just industrial table saws, lathes, or just all that?
Actually, what I would be looking for then is I've got a machine where I take debarked cedar log
mm-hmm.
and put it through that, and it turns it into a dowel. So it's you know, same size from one end to the other.
Right, right. Okay.
And, that machine will run 3 logs a minute.
Wow.
And I'm not sure that that would be able to keep up.
Okay.
If it turns on to what it should. No. And I'm buying some that are doubled already.
And now, is that something that you have to have ordered made to, you know, specific, you know, parameters just for that furniture? Or is it something that you can find that's sold regularly?
Yeah, I just bought one a year ago, and it is a piece that they don't warehouse because the demand is not that great.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a standard piece of equipment.
Okay. What does one of those typically would set you back?
This one that I bought was about $48,000.
Okay. And was that new or was that used?
Nope, that was new.
Okay. So.
And this one, the one I bought, it's a smaller machine. You can put a raw log in it and it will come out lumber. If
wow.
you want it to. It'll come out around dowel, or it'll accept saw blades, and you can rip it into however many boards you can get out of the size of log you're running.
Now, how many you know, people would you need additionally with this new equipment to run that? Or is it pretty self-sufficient and you just need someone to, you know, just feed it and just not really monitor it? Or how does that work? Because I know with CNC machines, there's a guy always there just kind of monitoring and, you know, reprogramming and things of that nature. Is it similar to that, or
no? This you would your guy throws a log on a conveyor and conveyor's long enough he can put 2 or 3 logs on it, and then he goes down and stacks them off on the other end, and you know, if he hustles, he can keep the thing full. You know,
okay.
Back and forth, but if I had another machine there, then I'd probably have an operator for each one. And somebody running a forklift to run loads into them and take loads away and help them stack so they wouldn't have to be busting butt quite so hard.
Gotcha. And would you need additional assemblers as well if this you know, goes through and goes according to plan?
Yeah, it'll probably add about 15 people.
Okay, nice. So this would be a sizable transition then.
Right.
Right. Okay. Well, Calvin, would you mind maybe checking back if I check back with you next year, maybe towards the end of January? When is you know, everything going through? Is it just slowly building, or is it more things going to happen? You know, as the year turns.
Well, we've been building prototypes,
mm-hmm.
and this Barnwood company has a designer. They've been in. With their designer, and he's designed several lines, and actually we're going down this weekend to check out the Barnwood company, get to know them a little better, and then he'll be up here on Thursday to see the prototypes, and then they go to photo shoot and then to Vegas, and so, you know, orders will, if it's accepted, orders will come in January.
Nice. Well, that sounds exciting.
And, you know, this guy runs his own trucks as well, so, you know, they will...
ship everything and...
Well, we'll still do a lot of shipping, but he would put some on the back of his truck and take it around when they're making deliveries and let people get a preview before the show of what's coming.
Oh, wow.
So... You know, it's possible that there'd be some orders that would start even before we're ready to crank up full production.
Okay. Well, would you be opposed to me just remaining in contact with you? I'd love the opportunity to, you know, throw our hat in the ring and see what we could get for you as far as rates go. Or do you typically work with a vendor when you're bringing on machinery? Or is it you going for, you know, best pricing, best rates, that type of deal?
You know, years ago we had somebody we used quite frequently, but we haven't bought anything until this piece here a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, if you want to give me a call, you know, that's fine.
Absolutely. I'd love to maybe give you a holler mid-January just to check in with you and see where you guys are at, or should I maybe call you before then?
No, I think, yeah, I don't even know when the show is in January, but probably late January or early February would be, you know, I'd have some kind of a grasp as to what the show did if there was, you know, if it was accepted. And
okay. Yeah, that sounds great. I'm going to put a reminder in my computer right now. And, hey, I do appreciate your time today. That sounds like, you know, an exciting transition.
Well, it is a little bit.
Sure, it's a little nerve-wracking as well.
Well, no, yeah, that part don't bother me. It's where the company, where the country's headed under the next administration that scares me.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I talk with, you know, a lot of business owners every day, and a lot of them are putting, you know, any sort of plans or projects on hold, you know, till after November 8th, just to see, you know, which direction we're headed. It's a scary thought to see what's going to happen next, because I know it's not everything's going to change in one day. After November 8th, there's going to be a whole new set of issues, problems, and BS that we as citizens are going to have to deal with.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see what happens there. Do you, you know, as far as you go, other, you know, business owners in your network, do they feel kind of the same way as far as, you know, putting things on hold to see which direction the country is headed?
You know, I don't deal with that many people close enough to see what's going on. But, you know, like right now, our big customers are, you know, Home Depot and Amazon and mm-hmm. things like that, and I don't think that they're really all that concerned about it.
No, the bigger ones don't, because in my opinion, I think they have ties to a lot of it. So I'm sure that they're not concerned in the least. But yeah, it will be interesting to see what happens here. Yeah, everyone's kind of on pins and needles at this point.
And I guess, you know, it's good that really one person doesn't have control. You know,
yes.
The president can't do a lot on his own, although Obama has certainly taken liberties to do things that he shouldn't.
No, executive orders, like a new one every day. It's infuriating.
you know, I think, yeah, I don't know why people haven't stood up to him, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to think that it wouldn't be quite as bad under the new administration.
You know, I got my fingers crossed. I think everybody does. Hey, but Calvin, hey, I don't want to take up any more of your time. I certainly enjoyed speaking with you today, and I have a reminder in my calendar to reach out to you as we, you know, turn into the next year and hit February just to check in. It sounds like you guys are headed in a pretty exciting direction. I hope it all works out.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, you have a great afternoon. Have a great morning, and we'll talk next year.
All righty.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yep.